Well, the figures are staggering, the issues at stake hugely significant, the parties involved among the most globally powerful in business and government. The General Court of the European Union will this morning give its ruling in the appeal by Ireland and tech giant Apple in the €13 billion tax case. Following an investigation into Apple's tax arrangements here, the European Commission found that Irish revenue officials had issued rulings that substantially and artificially lowered the tax paid by Apple in Ireland since 1991. The Commission ruled that Apple owed €13 billion in back taxes, a ruling which is being contested by the government and Apple itself. We can talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, the General Court of the European Union, it's a stage in the process because I think everyone expects that whatever the ruling today, it will be appealed. But how important a stage?
It's a hugely important stage, Brian. This is the General Court, which is in a sense the lower court of the European Court of Justice. It used to be called the Court of First Instance. So this is indeed the first stage. So whatever result we get this morning will most likely be appealed by whichever party loses. Now, to remind people what this is about, in 2013, Tim Cook, the chief executive of Apple, got a grilling before a US Senate committee. They accused Apple of avoiding billions in tax through what were described as ghost companies in Ireland, and Ireland was accused of being a tax haven. And as a result of that hearing, the European Commission launched an investigation into Apple's tax affairs, and that investigation concluded in 2016. Now, the two central allegations by the Commission are that in 1991 and 2007, the revenue commissioners granted two tax rulings or tax arrangements for Apple, which effectively rubber-stamped a way of determining the tax for two Apple subsidiaries, and they were Apple Sales International and Apple Operations Europe, that were both managed outside of Europe, but were effectively traced to a head office in Ireland. Now, these two companies dealt with all the sales of Apple products outside of the Americas. But the central allegation by the Commission is that the profits recorded by these companies were attributed internally by Apple to this head office, which the Commission says only existed on paper and couldn't therefore have generated these huge profits. And in effect, under the provisions of Irish tax law, which have since been changed, these were not subject to tax in any country. And as a result of that, in 2003, according to the Commission, Apple paid only 1% of tax on those huge profits, and in 2014 paid only 0.005% of tax. This related to Apple Sales International. So this, the Commission said, was illegal state aid. This was Ireland effectively granting money to a company at the disadvantage of everybody else, and under EU law, that's illegal.
Right. So it was a judgment or a ruling in relation to state aid, not in relation to our tax affairs or tax rates or tax arrangements here in that sense. And there was a lot of criticism at the time of the government's decision to be party to this appeal. Do we know, Tony, if the judgment goes against the government and Apple today, will the government continue to this appeal process?
I think it's widely expected that the government and Apple will both appeal if they lose this case today. These are two separate cases. Apple is appealing the judgment by the Commission, and Ireland is also appealing. Now, they may be handled as a single case by the court. We'll have to wait and see at around 10 o'clock Irish time when the judgment comes out. But it is most likely that both entities would appeal if this judgment goes against the company and against Ireland. Likewise, if it goes in their favour, the European Commission is likely to appeal this issue, because this is a hugely important test case for the way global multinationals are taxed internationally and at European level.
And just a final question briefly, if you can, Tony. The money involved, the $13 billion, that's been placed in an escrow account, a separate account controlled by financial advisors. What's happening to that, and what might happen to it if the ruling eventually was vindicated?
The money was placed in an escrow account, $13.1 billion in 2018, and that's been managed by three separate companies: Amundi, BlackRock Investment Management, and Goldman Sachs Asset Management. Now, they have been using that money for what they're calling low-risk investment, and the taxpayer is protected by the outcome of any of those investments. Now, it has declined. It declined in the first year by 16 million, and then in the second year by 249 million euro.
Yeah.
Now, 209 million of that was granted to an unnamed third country as a tax payment. And that is important because the Commission has laid out the possibility that if other European member states who feel that that tax should have accrued to their country, they could appeal and they could get a slice of this money. But we'll have to wait and see.
Very good. Tony, for the moment, thank you. We'll be hearing no doubt more from you in the course of the day. The time just coming up now to 7:45.